One of the key lessons in life, and I've learned this more and more as I have become a business owner and in some ways a leader of group programs and whatnot, is this. Everything is optional. And the first time I learned this lesson in a shocking way was when I was reading a book. No, I yeah, I think it was no, I was listening to an interview of a prolific author, and he was saying, you know, when I'm reading a book, if I don't like the page, I skip it. And I was and maybe this is shocking for some of you, you're allowed to skip pages in a book? If I'm reading a chapter and I don't like it, I skip it, the guy said. And this guy is a prolific author. I'm like, let me stop. What just happened? Someone told me I could skip a page in a book, and that was shocking me. Some of you are like, well, obviously, but it was shocking to me because I have been a linear rule follower for much of my life, because guess what? That's what the school system turns us into. Did you know that the school system, particularly in the what 19th and 20th centuries, in some part in the 21st century, was built as a way to create factory workers? Did you know this? Look back at the school system. Why are we sitting in rows and with books that we read from start to finish? And the supervisor, the boss slash teacher, tells us, all right, let's turn to page one now and read page one before you read page two. This is how you were inculcated. This is how you were trained in your for and me, probably you. I don't know how old you are, but in our formative years. So that's what we learn to do. We got to go from step one to step two to step three. And so much of education kind of like, well, you do first grade before second grade, obviously. And as I've become more mature in my ways as a business owner, I realized everything, freaking everything in life is optional, except maybe death and taxes. And even that is optional, right? More and more so, as you learn to become a savvy business owner. Taxes, oh, I can do this and do that. Oh, I'm paying a lot less taxes now. And death, right? You know, can we cheat death? Who knows, with technology these days. But also, you know, some of us believe there's life after death. So anyway, I just want to let you know that even as you take my courses, I want you to feel free to skip around. You have my permission to skip the page, skip the chapter that isn't immediately interesting for you and enjoyable and fun. Maybe not fun, but certainly enjoyable for you at a deep level. At a deep spiritual level, some things are not necessarily fun, shallow at the shallow level, but they're enjoyable for our spirit, for our personal growth. So skip around. My courses don't have to be gone from step one all the way to step 185. You can go to step 111. Oh, that looks interesting. I'm going to go there first. And very importantly, you have my permission to come to my Q&A calls. My Q&A calls, and when you sign in for any of my courses, you get access to some of my Q&A calls. Come to my Q&A calls and say, George, here's my situation. Please summarize it in 30 seconds if you can. What do you recommend? What do you see as the next most reasonable or effective step that I should take? If you were in my shoes, what would you do, George? And by the way, George, I haven't taken a single one of your courses. Yes, I signed up for 85 of them, but I haven't watched a single minute of it. But just tell me what I should do. You are totally welcome to do that. You have my permission. And why? Because, well, everything is optional, like number one. Number two, life ought to be enjoyed. And that's the thing I find, I hope you will take away from this, is that I want you to enjoy my courses, which means, like I said, feel free to skip around, find the lesson that jumps out to you and watch that one first. And then find another one that jumps out to you. Watch that one second. Bored of the third lesson, skip the course. Go on to another course or go on to one of my YouTube videos. I don't care. You know, I care that you buy my courses, but I don't care that you go to no, of course, I want you to get all the value you can. But it's so funny. Like, some people buy my courses, but they watch my free videos much more religiously and they get the most value out of there. I'm like, all right, whatever you want to do, it's just fine. Some people buy my books, but then they just go and read occasional blog posts of mine, and they don't read my books. Whatever you want to do is just fine, as long as you're getting the value out of it, which means skipping around and doing things that you enjoy. You have my permission to do that. And the final lesson I'm going to teach you is you don't need my permission. You need to practice the skill of giving yourself the permission to simply do what you enjoy, get the most value out of a situation, whether it's following step one or jumping directly to step 77, whatever it may be. So I hope this is helpful, and thank you for watching. As of course, I welcome your comments below on what you believe is most helpful from this, or what insight do you have to give yourself and perhaps others on how to truly enjoy not just my course, but any other course you take and any other personal and professional development that you do. Thanks so much.